Good morning, welcome back to Aliyah Yomi. Today we're going to be learning through Shlishi of Bamidbar, the third Aliyah in Parshas Bamidbar. Our Aliyah starts the second perek of Bamidbar and runs from Pasuk Aleph to Lamed Dalet. It is 34 psukim long. The main topic over here is the Degolim, the flags of the encampments of Bnei Yisrael. We're told that each of the different camps is going to have its own flag and sign, Oisois Degolim. And we hear that in the south, Yehuda is the main camp, associated with Yisachar and Zvulun. In the east, we hear the main camp is Reuven, association with Shimon and Gad. Levi is in the middle. On the west, we have Ephraim, with as the main camp with Menashe and Binyamin as associates. And finally, in the north, we have Dan with the associates Naphtali and Asher. And we're told that as they camped, that is how they traveled. So that's a general overview. What is interesting is that it does describe in this whole process, that the same numbers as were recorded in Perek Aleph at the end. A few basic points to ponder. Number one, what do the flags mean? What are the colors? What are the signs? Rashi explains that every shevet had a color on their flag, which reflected the color of the stone in the Choshen Mishpat, reflecting that tribe, and it would help people find association and where they belonged. The Ibn Ezra adds on that in fact there were also pictures and symbols on each of the flags which would be associated with an event or a bracha in the history of that shevet. So for instance, Reuven had the Dudaim, which are these specific flowers. Yehuda had the lion, the lion for the bracha of Yaakov. Ephraim had an ox. All different descriptions and which would be very clear, some which we see in shul windows today are reflecting those ideas. The Ramban goes further to say that the four orientations are the four sides of the divan Kisei HaKavod, and each direction has relevance. So for example, in the east is the place where the light comes to the world, and that's why Yehuda, which is Malchus, the Torah of Yisachar and Zevulun together, comes from the east. And the west, where the Shechin is Bamarav, that's where Binyamin is, and Binyamin is eventually going to house the Beis HaMikdash in his section as well. Another question, why were the flags only given now? This, after all, is in the second year in the second month. They already left Mitzrayim well over a year ago. Why do they only get the flags for travel at this point in time? There have been a number of journeys beforehand. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky in Emes Liakov, in his introduction to Sefer Bamidbar, or his first essay in Parshas Bamidbar, explains that this is relevant because when you give flags, when you give different distinct identities to groups within a whole, if you think about it in the American system, La Havdil, when you have states and a federal government, it's difficult. Because each of the individual players, each of the individual teams feel that they want to be their own entity. And that's a very dangerous thing. One can only do that once one has one core mission and one core value system around which all the different shevatim, all the different teams are focused. And that is Torah. Only once you have the giving of the Torah and the Mishka, which is going to remain in the center, can you now start differentiating the different shevatim. To be able to maintain diversity and unity at the same time is an incredible mission and challenge. And therefore the Degolim are only given after the time there is Torah and there is Mishkan in the center as well, which is a very beautiful way of describing it. In fact, Rav Willig in his introduction to Am Mordechai describes that when we talk about Ishla Amachanev Ishal Digloi, is a description of how all of us can keep Shabbos under the rubric of halacha. Once we have halacha, which governs us as to how we do it, there may be variations in the way we do Oneg and Kavod Shabbos, but those variations are expressions of the same mission, which is ultimately the preservation of our Shabbos and our Kodesh Baruch Hu. So just thinking about that in terms of diversity and unity at the same time. Finally, what does it mean that Levi was in the middle? It describes the first two camps, then Levi, then the last two camps. So how does it work? Rashi over here explains that they camped in a box, meaning to say north, south, east, west, Levi in the center, and that box moved along. However, it's worthwhile noting that Rashi in Perek Yud, Pasuk Chaf Hei, has a different version. He quotes Yerushalmi in a Reuven, where he describes that there is a machlekes on the matter, whether they traveled kekura as a beam or as a box. As a box would be the way the version Rashi is saying over here, which means to say they would always have the same orientation, whether they were stationary or moving. Whereas when it came to the way that Rashi describes it there, the other possibility is that perhaps when they broke up into travel, it was in one long line, two of the first camps, then Levi, then the two last camps, and that would help explain how that would set up as the following Shvatim came along. This concludes the third Aliyah of Bamidbar. Have a wonderful and meaningful day.